It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
Welcome, everyone, to 30 minutes of Spiritual Sports Radio. I'm Ron Meyer. My guest today is Jared Hughes, a pitcher for Major League Baseball's Pittsburgh Pirates. Jared has emerged as one of the game's best middle relievers and was an important part of the Pirates' postseason run. Beyond the talent, Jared is committed to his Christian faith and seeks to grow closer to God on and off the field. Jared, it's great to have you on, my friend.
Yeah, Ron, thank you for having me on. Really happy to be here.
Now, some of those listening who haven't seen you, you're 6'7 and about 240 pounds. So with that large physical frame, one would think football or basketball would be your natural athletic gift. How did baseball evolve as your go-to sport, especially with your size that is not typical of a baseball player?
You know, that's a really good point. And basketball was one of my passions growing up as a kid. I really enjoyed playing, and I honestly thought going into high school that I was going to be a basketball player because I was already pretty tall, thought I was going to get taller. But it turns out I'm not that great at passing, shooting, dribbling, running. I mean, the main things you need to do to be a good basketball player, I don't really have those skills. And I've worked at them. I worked hard, but they just weren't really coming along. And but I can throw a ball really well. Throw a baseball really well. And that kind of, I mean, that made it really fun to play baseball because I was all right at it. And it kind of fueled my passion. And the better I was, the more fun it was.
Now, you attended Santa Margarita High School in Southern California. Was it in high school you noticed you had a special gift for pitching and saw your fastball start to reach speeds of professional grade?
Yeah, so as a freshman, I played both basketball and baseball, and I was okay at baseball. I wasn't great at either. I was just kind of a goofy kid, right? And then going into my sophomore year of high school, my baseball coach came up to me, the varsity coach, and I had just been playing freshman ball, and he said, "Hey, listen, you're 6'7", you're good, and you're going to be even better. You can play in the major leagues as a baseball player. You'll be able to do that eventually as a 6'7" pitcher. But as a 6'7" center, it's going to be a lot tougher for you to go to the NBA. And I listened to him. I was like, "Well, you know, you're making a lot of sense." And he said to me, "You should probably focus on baseball. You should probably just put all your energy and effort into baseball." So I listened to him and I did it. And it ended up being an awesome choice.
Yeah, he saw that gift in you. Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. I'm chatting with Pittsburgh Pirate pitcher Jared Hughes. All right, in 2003, you're drafted by the Tampa Bay Rays in the 16th round and decide not to sign, rather going and play at Santa Clara University. What decision went into foregoing the pro contract and playing D1 baseball?
You know, it was a really tough decision for me. I had gotten good grades in high school, and I'd set up to go to a school like Santa Clara where they were going to let me pitch a bunch my freshman year, and it was going to be a good situation because it's a great degree as well, and a good campus, good school. And I'd really worked hard for it. But at the same time, I was throwing harder. I was in a place where I knew I could have success in professional baseball as well if I were to get drafted. And going up to the draft, I was slated as high as the first half of the first round. And I had a great fall my senior year. I'd gone to the tournaments and the showcases, and really just throwing the heck out of the ball. I was throwing, in the mid-90s, which for high school was extremely good. And it come around to about springtime, in the middle of our high school season, I hurt my shoulder. I had inflammation. I had to sit out two or three outings, and all the scouts from the team balked at that. And they saw that, and they said, "Well, you know, maybe this guy's not a top round pick." That was tough. I mean, I remember coming out of a game where my shoulder was just hurting so much as a senior in high school. I just went to the little locker area we had, and I just put my head in my hands and said a prayer and just was in tears because I was so shook up because baseball meant so much to me at that time. I was kind of lost, and it was really difficult. And then falling in the draft after being slated as such a high round pick, even though 16th round is really high, falling from the first round down to the 16th, at that age, I was 17 years old. It was a really tough time for me, and it really did test my faith, and I really had to believe that there was another plan for me, and the plan was to go to school.
Well, let's talk about that other plan. You wind up transferring to Long Beach State and play for the Dirtbags. I love that name. Did well as a starter, And then in 2006, in the Major League Baseball draft, Pittsburgh selects you, this time in the fourth round. Jared, it paid off for you literally and figuratively, a college career under your belt with greater maturity, and now selected in a much higher round. You had to be pleased the way things turned out from declining a Major League contract with Tampa Bay and now signing with the Pirates.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Going to college was the right choice after getting drafted in the 16th round. There was the pitching coach got left Santa Clara, so I decided to leave Santa Clara when he left. I went down to Long Beach State, where they kind of took me on, even though I had a kind of bumpy freshman year at Santa Clara. They took me on, and it was great. And I had an awesome experience there. I learned so much about the game of baseball and how to pitch. I feel like I really got tougher on the field, where I was able to deal with more, failure. And I figured out a way to come back from it and have success. And then, getting drafted by the Pirates was the greatest thing ever in terms of my baseball career, because it was a team that, I didn't really know it at the time, but once I got into the organization, really, really knew how to develop a young player. I just pretty much tried to buy into everything they told me to do and follow the rules and work hard. And it definitely was a great day getting drafted by the Pirates.
Blessed to play Ron Meyer and with Jared Hughes. He's a pitcher for Major League Baseball's Pittsburgh Pirates. Okay, the minor leagues, you make this transformation from a starting pitcher to coming in relief. What are the biggest differences or challenges of making that change?
That was tough. I mean, I had started for my first, 4 or 5 years in the minor leagues. And when they said, hey, I gave up 5 home runs in 3 innings in Akron, Ohio in 2010. And they brought me into the office. Our manager, Matt Walbeck, and our pitching coach, Tom Filer, looked at me and said, hey, we're going to have to put you in the bullpen. We got other guys that are going to start. Actually, I think Watson was going to take my role as a starter at that point in time. And they looked at me and said, what do you think? And I said, well, I don't have much to say. You're the manager, you're the pitching coach, and you guys make the decision. So whatever's best for the team, I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it with all I can, with all my heart. And I bought into it, and I bought into being a reliever. And, you know, the difference was just, I didn't have to pace myself. I was able to go out there and just let it all out in 1 inning or 2 innings or however many pitches I needed. It might be 4 innings, but still I was able to not have to worry about pacing myself coming out of the bullpen, which turned out to be a big, big stepping stone in my career.
Yeah, and you mentioned Watson. That would be Tony Watson, who's another relief pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So you get called up your first major league game. That first pitch, Jared, in the bigs, pretty special. Give us a snapshot of that moment.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I was in against the Astros. I come in, I'm pretty sure I'm facing Jimmy Paredes, who was a player for them. And I've got a guy on base who's, I think, 2 outs. Either might not have been anybody on base, but it's 2 outs. And first pitch right back to me, ground ball right back to me. It's just like literally my knees are like shaking. I'm numb to the world. I just can't even feel my hands. And I throw the pitch, and it's a strike. He swings, ground ball back to me. And I don't want to throw it to first because I've got like my hands, I can't even feel the ball. So I run it over to first base and I underhand it to him. And I remember getting into the dugout and my heart's just racing. And it's just, it was incredible because everything I'd worked for at that point, I achieved my first of many goals, right, which was to get to the major leagues. And it was a special moment. And it was a blessing to be able to have the opportunity to play in the major leagues. And I was sitting in the dugout in between those first 2 innings that I pitched that first outing. And my heart was just racing. And don't tell anybody, but I was almost in tears because of how excited I was.
That's great stuff. And those jitters, you always have jitters when you come into a game, but did you ever have the same kind of butterflies in your stomach like that first major league pitch and that first major league out?
Yeah, I do every now and then. Maybe not quite the same as that, but every now and then, be it opening day or playoffs or, there's a big game, we're going to the field that day, you're extra nervous,
Right.
I'm always nervous. And I feel like that's a good thing because, I care about it and I want to succeed. But some days you're a little extra nervous and it takes a couple more deep breaths to be able to calm yourself down and get into the focus mode.
Blessed to play Ron Meyer, joined today by Pittsburgh Pirate pitcher Jared Hughes. So your rookie year, you did terrific. And then in 2013, an injury to your shoulder hampered your performance and come back nicely in 2014. You went 7-5. Had a 1.96 ERA in 63 appearances. Talk about the adversity, overcoming that and getting back to form.
Yeah, it was tough. 2012 was awesome. I went on a roll and I pitched well and it was exciting. And I came out in 2013 kind of having the plan like, hey, I'm going to be one of the guys. And a couple weeks into the season, my shoulder started hurting. And I really didn't say anything because I tried to tough it out. I tried to be that guy who was like, oh, it doesn't matter. I'll keep pitching. Well, it ended up affecting my performance pretty bad to the point where I got sent down to AAA for a month. So that was pretty tough, getting sent down, because I still didn't say anything. I probably should have, but I didn't say anything when I got sent down about my shoulder. And I was just sitting down there in AAA with my shoulder really in a bad place. And just really, like, how am I going to get back up there if I've got a hurt shoulder and I'm in AAA? And, you know, I really just had to, again, pray and believe that, you know, it was all going to work out for the better, no matter how it worked out, and that all I really needed to do was just be thankful for the opportunity to play the game and for the opportunity to be a baseball player. Because it's always been my life's dream in terms of work to make it to the major leagues and to play professional baseball and to stick around and eventually win a World Series, which we'll do next year. So sitting in AAA in 2013 really, was tough because I was down there, I was hurt. And I feel like, I don't know how it happened, but that month I was down there, I was pitching hurt and I had great success. And I would like to say it was luck, but I don't really believe in luck. I believe that someone had my back right there and I was able to get called back up to the major leagues. And then my arm got even worse and I had to say something.
Yeah, you had the grace to do what you were doing. Now, in Pittsburgh, up until 2013, they didn't make the playoffs, I believe, in over 20 years. Now, for you, since being called up, postseason has become rather routine. Beyond the talent, what made this team gel into one unit that makes them believe they can achieve what teams with bigger payrolls can't?
You know, we have a lot of young, talented players. The reason we don't have a huge payroll is because we have a big payroll, but comparably to the rest of the major leagues, it's not quite as high. It's probably because we have a lot of good young players the Pirates developed, right? That through the organization, through the minor league development program, you've got these guys that are coming up that are ready to succeed at the major league level. Well, as a rookie or your first 3 years in the major leagues, you get paid the major league minimum, right? So you might be performing at a level as high as one of the highest paid players in the game, but you're getting paid at the major league minimum. So the Pirates have really been able to count on the young players, and when we've been able to go out there as young players and have success and help the team win, I think that's been a big part of being able to play with a lower payroll. And at the same time, I don't care what your payroll is, when you're on that field, everybody's equal, and anybody can win that game that day.
Yeah, it's paid off in dividends for sure. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, I'll talk faith with this big league pitcher, more with Jared Hughes. Keep it here. This is Blessed to Play.
Why do Catholics honor Mary so much? When Jesus had given us everything on the cross, he looked down and saw one last gift, his mom. And he told his beloved disciple, "Behold your mother." And he told his mother, "Behold your son." That beloved disciple was John, but it's also you. Jesus gave you his mother to be your spiritual mom. God didn't save us as individuals, but as a family. And the most highly honored human being in the family of the church, not including Jesus himself, who also happens to be God, it isn't some super apostle or great prophet or warrior king. It's a mom, largely unnoticed in this life, and now called Ark of the New Covenant, Terror of Demons, Help of Christians, Queen of Heaven and Earth. But the most honored title she has is Mother, Mother of God and our Mother. So why do we honor Mary so much? Because she's our mom. And that's a good insight into the weight of glory waiting for all mothers. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com on EWTN Radio.
Check out EWTN's official YouTube channel.
Just follow the link on our homepage at EWTN.com or go to YouTube.com/EWTN.
Watch EWTN's live shows or today's homily from the Daily Mass.
Click the upload button to see our most recent clips.
You can also find all of EWTN YouTube content by clicking the playlist button.
It's all on the official EWTN YouTube channel at YouTube.com/EWTN.
Visit today.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Pittsburgh Pirate relief pitcher Jared Hughes, an important part of the Pirates' postseason run. Jared, growing up in Southern California, was faith an important part of your family life or not?
You know, it was at times. We didn't go to church every weekend. It was something where if I wanted to pursue my faith, I was going to have to do it on my own. And as a young kid growing up, in between ages like 8 to 14, I really had no guidance. And when we would go to church, I really didn't have the overwhelming passion to keep going, and it was tough for me to really find myself.
Yeah.
However, I went to high school, and I went to Santa Margarita Catholic High School, and we would have a weekly mass, and our baseball team would go to church on the morning of every game. And it was something where I kind of started getting an interest in it, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. How have I not seen this light yet? How have I not found my faith? And that really helped me get started. It's something that I honestly still see myself as a beginner in, but growing up in Southern California and going to Santa Margarita High School, really that high school helped me start to find my faith.
Yeah, and during those teenage years, we're looking to be formed, and we are growing. We're constantly growing, but especially during the teenage years when we're looking to have our consciences formed and see what God has in store for us. And it sounds like your time at Santa Margarita High School paid dividends for you on the faith side. So you go off on your own to college, a time when so many are swept away to a life that perhaps draws us further from God. But talk about those years, and where were you spiritually then?
You know, I was better than I would have had I not gone to Santa Margarita High School. I went to Santa Clara for the first year. I'm Presbyterian, but that's what I was baptized, and that's where I grew up. But I went to a couple Catholic schools in high school, and then I went to Santa Clara for college, which is a Catholic school, a Jesuit school, I believe. And I went there, and again, I mean, my dorm room was literally it was probably 100 yards away from the chapel and the church there. So we would go to church on Sundays at Santa Clara, and that helped out a lot, helped me kind of stay on the straight line there when I was at school there. But towards the end of that first year of college, I fell off. I injured my elbow a little bit. Baseball wasn't going well, and it was a tough time for me. It really did test my faith, and things kind of ended up working out all right in terms of my career and my life. I was able to kind of get back on path and get back on track when I got down to Long Beach State.
Let's to play Ron Meyer. I'm here with Pittsburgh Pirate pitcher Jared Hughes. So, Jared, did there come a point in time in your life when you made a deeper commitment to Christ?
I'm going to be honest with you. It was probably this year. I would say this year was I went to baseball chapel every weekend, which is what we have. I'm not sure if the listeners would know, but every Sunday in the major leagues, we have baseball chapel because usually it's a day game. And it's going to be tough because you travel after the game. It's going to be impossible to go to church, actually. So what happens is a chaplain comes in and preaches to us on Sunday mornings. So we call it baseball chapel. And I think I went to every single one this year. And I went to Bible studies in the middle of the week. And it was just, I have like a thirst for learning more now. I see myself as a beginner. I'm reading the gospel. Mm-hmm. I really it's been one of the most eye-opening experiences of my life, really diving in, because I had the faith before, but I would just go to church. I didn't really take that extra step to where I was actually trying to learn about Jesus and read the Bible and understand what all went on and what Jesus was trying to teach. And I'm going to be honest with you, I never knew I knew Jesus came to us and he was a great teacher, but he was an incredible teacher. I mean, it was just the things I'm learning from just reading through the gospel are incredible. And I'm just, I would say, the most eye-opening time of my life has been this year.
Yeah, he gave us the blueprint for life, and certainly through the commandments, so we don't destroy ourselves. And getting to know Christ, I mean, he's so deep and so mysterious at times that it takes a lifetime to really understand what he has planned for us. Now, you told me you're getting to know the gospel better, and with that comes a deeper understanding of God's revelation for mankind. What is it about reading the gospels that has enriched your life spiritually?
Well, I think it's probably just how good of a, I mean, Jesus was perfect. And just watching how he went about his life and how he led all these men and women and then led everybody. It was just, I mean, I don't know. I feel like as a professional athlete, I want to be a good role model.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no better role model than Jesus. I mean, just the way he went about everything. It's just obviously I can never live up to that, but I want to try to follow him as closely as possible because being a good role model is so crucial these days, because you look at in professional sports and you see a lot of guys who are having a hard time doing that. I mean, you got the youth that are looking up to them and probably not seeing the best examples. You see it on TV all the time. Well, I want to be one of those guys that's an awesome example for the youth. And I think, honestly, it's been one of the things that I've connected the most to when I've been reading the gospel is just the incredible role model that Jesus Christ was for his followers.
Yeah, God's little ones. If you could use your position, your platform, and to draw others closer to God, or just by the way you conduct yourself, that's more than worth it. Now, you have a special gift, obviously, for throwing a baseball in the mid-90s. Only a few hundred people in the world can do this. You certainly have put in the time to get the most out of your ability, but do you see your talent for pitching as a God-given gift?
Yeah, I 100% do. When I was a kid, and I said before that we weren't the most religious family, we didn't go to church all the time, which I now regret and wish I had. But my dad, we would go play baseball, and we'd go practice like every day after school. He would come home from work around 5, and right before the sunset, we'd get at least an hour in. And he would tell me, I'd go throw a bullpen to him, and I was like probably 11, 12, 13 years old, kind of in that range. And after I'd throw to him, he could get down in the catcher's gear and catch me. He'd be like, Jared, that is incredible. You need to keep throwing that ball down like you're throwing it. That is incredible. That's a gift from God. And you are so blessed, my son, and you need to keep doing that, because that's going to give you a chance to continue playing this game. And someday you'll be in the major leagues if you keep doing this, because it's a gift. And I mean, I feel like I just remember that so vividly, because I do feel like it's a gift. And I feel like it's a gift that I need to protect, and I need to treat myself well and work hard to be able to really cherish the gift that I've been given to be a good baseball player.
Yeah, very well said. Blessed to play, Ron Meyer. I'm talking with Jared Hughes. He's a pitcher for Major League Baseball's Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, having been around the Pirate players, there are quite a few of your teammates that take their faith very seriously. Do you find quite a bit of support from your teammates in living a life pleasing to God?
Yes, and honestly, this team is probably the most support I've ever had on a team, and it's been fascinating and incredible, and it's been way easier to follow God, because just even when we're shagging BP in the outfield, like I can go up to Melanson and be like, Mark, man, what did you think of Bible study today? And we'll kind of get into it a little even further. And I feel like just that dialogue is incredible. It's something that I've never been able to do in my life. And being able to do it with guys like Melanson or McCutchen or Morton, Walker, I mean, Harrison, you keep going down the list, Mercer. There's so many guys that are good Christians that are just really have a passion for learning about Jesus, and I think that it's good, because you can get the dialogue going between us. And when we speak about it to each other, we're continuing to learn, which I think is enormous. It's a very, very good thing.
Yeah, there's something to be said about solidarity and brothers sharpening one another, and you seem to have that with the Pirates, and that is a great blessing. Now, I ask this question to many pro athletes. You are thrust into a position of notoriety. The pro player has fame, money, and access. Being we are all broken and have to overcome sin, how do you handle that aspect of the pro lifestyle and do your best to keep focused on Christ and a life pleasing to Him?
I say prayer. I pray a lot. And I think that whenever I feel tempted or if I have sinned and I want to ask for forgiveness, I go to prayer and I ask for strength. And I think that that's just my go-to thing. My go-to is God, but my go-to way of connecting with Him is prayer. And I'll do it. I mean, I'll pray during the game. I'll pray before I go to bed at night. I'll pray in the morning. It's whenever I feel like I need to pray, I'll pray. And that's my crutch. That's what I go to.
Yeah, that's a beautiful dialogue that you have, that you could always turn to God in every situation. Now, there's this impression, Jared, that being a Christian makes you soft as an athlete, but you're an intense guy and play with a lot of grit and determination. Do you see any conflict with being a strong competitor and a Christian at the same time?
Not at all. I would completely disagree with you, and I would say it makes you way, way stronger as an athlete. And I mean, I think that having faith and in knowing that you have this belief in God and that, I mean, you have something to go to when times are tough makes you way, way tougher and way, way stronger on the mound or in the game altogether. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, failure is such a huge part of the game, but failure in the grand scheme of life, in terms of baseball, like, okay, I might go out there and give up 3-4 runs, but if I sit back and I really have the perspective of God and of my faith and Jesus, then I can sit back and say, wow, giving up 3 runs in a baseball game in a grand scheme of life isn't that big of a deal, because I have my faith and I have my family, and there are things that matter way, way more. So in that sense, it makes me a way, way stronger athlete.
Yeah, and baseball is entertainment, and the hyper-importance that's put on games and everything is kind of, I kind of get a chuckle out of it. Now, for those listening who haven't seen Jared come into a game from the bullpen, you're missing something special. He goes into an all-out sprint from the bullpen to the infield, roughly 40 yards, perhaps a 4-4-40, Jared. Why the sprint and not the slow, methodical walk?
Well, I'd like to say that it's a 4-4-40, but one thing is that I am definitely not fast. I might look like I'm trying hard, but I'm not moving very quick. But I would say just to keep me loose. I know that it looks like I'm being tough and it looks like I'm being intense, but sometimes early in the season in Pittsburgh, it's 30 degrees out and I just want to stay loose. I might only have had 4 or 5 pitches to get loose in the bullpen, so I'm not really ready yet. So if I can sprint in and break a sweat by the time I get out there, hopefully I'll be loose.
Well, having been around Jared, he's not only a talented ball player, but more importantly, a solid guy who strives to be the best he can be with Christ by his side. Jared, thanks for the time. I do appreciate it, and we'll look forward to all good things from you as you continue your Major League career right there in Pittsburgh. Thanks for joining us on Blessed to Play.
Thank you for having me on, Ron.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2, play.com. Like us on Facebook and follow the show on Twitter at Blessed to Play. For Jared Hughes, I'm Ron Meyer, asking you to compete well for the faith in your everyday life.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number 2, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.